Good morning. I'm Haley Reminar. As Congress continues to debate issues like Obamacare, DACA, and how to handle national debt, people in Abilene may be wondering how they will be represented. Congressman Jody Arrington, representative for the Abilene area and District 19, joins me in the studio today to talk about some of these issues. Congressman, thank you for being here.
It's great to be here with you, Haley. It's great to be in the Key City and the home of Dyess Air Force Base and the home of the Abilene Christian University Wildcats.
Yes, go Wildcats.
I got to see the game in the new stadium, and boy, it was an electrifying experience to be on the field when they cut the ribbon, and then go Cats. They won the game, and that's a great way to inaugurate the new field.
Yes, it was so great to have you there. So let's get into some of these issues. You joined some other Congress members in sending a letter to the Senate Majority Leader urging the Senate to repeal Obamacare. How do you think that would affect people in Abilene?
Well, it's a disaster, Obamacare. It was rammed into to law without a single Republican vote. So if anybody cares about bipartisanship, and I think most young people want to see us work together to accomplish solve the problems that face our country. And we've seen premiums and deductibles go so high, they've put middle and working class folk out of reach with providing for their health care needs. And many of them are already living paycheck to paycheck. So we've got to be able to lower the cost of care. I just fundamentally believe that government-controlled, top-down solutions to health care have failed the Soviet Union, and they are going to fail us if we continue to go that route. I think we need competition. I think competition will give us as patients more choice. It'll empower us, and it will lower the cost and increase the quality. And that is what you see in just about any market that you can name, whether it's telecommunications or energy or retail. That's what you'd see in healthcare, and that's the environment I want to create, all the while providing for our elderly through Medicare and our poorest, sickest, and neediest through Medicaid.
Mm-hmm. So far, Congress hasn't been able to reach an agreement about healthcare. Why do you think there will be success now?
Well, I'm glad you asked it that way, Haley, because most people think Congress hasn't, and we are a two-chamber Congress. We've got House and Senate. We, as a House, have passed, by the way, more legislation than any other Congress in the House since Harry Truman, including the repeal and reform of health care and Obamacare in May. So most of what we're sending to the Senate goes over there to languish and unfortunately die. I hope that's not the case. They've got two more weeks to act on this through reconciliation. And I'm putting as much pressure as I can on my colleagues in the Senate to act, because for 7 years, Republicans have said, we've got to get rid of this and provide a reprieve for middle and working class folks. And here we are, and control of Congress and the White House, and we've stalled out on the American people. Do what you told the people you would do. That's the first principle of leadership. Unfortunately, Washington politics is, and true leadership don't always align.
Yeah. So let's switch on over to another topic that's been going on. Earlier this month, some Abilene residents protested President Trump's discontinuation of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, also known as DACA. As a congressman, what do protests like that actually mean to you? Do they change how you think about an issue?
Well, just one quick comment on the issue of DACA itself. I think it was an overreach. It was an unconstitutional action by President Obama. He didn't like the immigration laws, and so he made changes through unilateral executive action. That's not how we run our country. And so I agree with President Trump. I think people have the constitutional right. It's a fundamental right to assemble and to speak. So I support that. As long as it's done in a way that doesn't spew hate and doesn't incite violence, I think that's part of being an American. And so I support it. And it does make one look, again, especially when they're doing it respectfully and they have an articulate and compelling message. I think it's appropriate, and I think it's good, and I think it's part of the system.
Yeah, so for you as a congressman, would you prefer if your constituents sent you emails or tweets, or how do you prefer to communicate with them?
I think it's always more effective to sit down and have a conversation or to respectfully inquire or even to challenge your member of Congress, your representative, whether it's at the state level or the national or local. But I think dialogue is important, relationships are important, and if you trust somebody that they are coming at this from a place of honesty and authenticity, and they're being respectful about it, you're more apt to get people's ear. You're more apt to listen and to take into consideration everything they're saying. So that's, to me, the most effective way to do business with your congressman.
Well, that's Congressman Jody Arrington, U.S. Representative for West Texas's District 19. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Haley. Great to be with you.
Abilene area residents can ask him questions at a public forum today at noon at the Abilene Convention Center. For KECU, I'm Haley Reminar.